Good morning and welcome into the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat program. I'm your host, Jeff Ramin, bringing you the show each and every Saturday morning from 8:30 till 9 right here on 104.9 KLMJ. Also streaming at radioonthego.com. We have a great show lined up for you today. Hope you stick around. Couple great guests. First and foremost, we'll hear from Katie Wedeking, who is the head softball coach at Clarksville High School. Two state runner-up finishes in the last 3 years for the Clarksville softball program. A lot of unfinished business for this 2020 group. We chat with Coach Wedeking about her reaction as well as her team's reaction to the good news softball-wise this past week as softball and baseball are cleared to resume in the state of Iowa, and the Clarksville Indians have their sights set high this year as they finished as a state runner-up last year. Great senior class sticking around and playing one final season of softball at the high school level. So it's a lot of fun to catch up with Coach Wedeking, and we thank her for joining us this morning. Also on the show today, we'll catch up with David Harms, who is the boys track coach at Iowa Falls Alden High School. Got his start at Alden High School, stuck around the track programs for a while. It'll be great to catch up with Coach Harms in regards to the cancellation of the season, what's ahead for the group, and also some of the seniors and impact runners, throwers, and beyond for the group there at Iowa Falls Alden High School. Great to catch up with the cadets as always, and special thank you to both of our guests, Katie Wedeking, Coach Katie Wedeking of Clarksville Softball, and Coach David Harms of the Iowa Falls Alden Cadet Boys Track Team for joining us on this morning's edition of the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat right here on 104.9 KLMJ. We'll hear from Coach Katie Wedeking after these messages on this morning's edition of the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat right here on 104.9 KLMJ.
When it comes to selling an acreage or farmstead, it's more than listing it on the market. This is Mike Goodwin with Mort's Water Company. You need time of transfer inspection of your septic system. Time of transfer is required by the Iowa DNR for every home served with a septic system to be inspected before sold or deed transferred. These inspections ensure that the septic system is working properly and up to code. To schedule a time of transfer, give us a call at 1-800-HEY-MORT or schedule an appointment online at mortsonline.com.
Back on this morning's edition of the Sports Beat, Jeff Ramin here with you, and it's time now to check in with the Clarksville softball program, a program that's very happy with the recent news of summer sports getting to resume, and we're talking with head coach Katie Wedeking, Clarksville girls softball coach. And coach, first and foremost, how are things?
Good, exciting now.
Yeah, very exciting times, and it's a great time to be kind of back involved in sports, and obviously all the spring athletes that had their seasons canceled, we're looking forward, if they do play the summer sports, to getting back potentially out on the baseball diamond, softball diamond, and it's a good time to be involved in those sports for sure. I wanted to ask you first about the announcement last week about the resumption of summer sports. What was your reaction as well as the team's reaction?
Well, my reaction, I knew I was going to cry either way. They said we could have it or couldn't have it, but I was excited. I texted the team right away, and they were all excited, and I know they've been trying to practice at home since I can't have anything to do with them, so now it kind of feels like that's going to pay off a little bit, and I have a lot of upperclassmen, so I think they were especially excited.
Yeah, one word that comes to mind with the kind of situation surrounding sports and things like that, spring sports canceling, is kind of, you know, it's heartbreaking. That's the best word I can say for the seniors in particular. How great is it for the girls, particularly the seniors, for them to give it a go one last time this summer?
Yeah, I think they were pretty heartbroken over, you know, missing the end of their school year. And at Clarksville, we're such a small school that everybody plays every sport. So a lot of them missed out on their track or golf season. So I have five seniors on this team, and they're all kind of stud athletes. So I think they're pretty excited to get one last go around.
Be a lot of fun to watch, and obviously very successful program there at Clarksville. What are some of the big changes that that you envision seeing in the game this season with the restrictions in place with coronavirus?
I know we'll have to kind of try and social distance during practices, which I think is pretty easy with softball anyways, and just sanitizing equipment before and after, making sure we don't have temperatures and nobody's feeling sick, and then just staying out of the dugouts during practices, but it sounds like we could be in there during game. And, you know, the crowd size might be a little smaller, but we're just happy to be out on the field.
Looking forward to giving it another crack of the bat for sure and watching Clarksville all year long. Take us back. I'll ask you a little bit more about what to expect this season in a minute, but take us back to last season. Obviously, a very impressive state runner-up finish. What were some of your big takeaways as a coach last year for this team?
Yeah, last year was really fun. We went to state 3 years ago and then didn't make it 2 years ago, and then last year we made it again, so that was kind of a highlight for us. And Corey kind of really stepped out last year and really had a really great pitching year. I think she had one of the lowest ERAs in the state, and our batting was finally back on. We lost two seniors, or we're losing two seniors this year, so we had two outfield seniors last year that we'll have to try and fill in.
So some holes to fill, obviously, but a successful group coming back to Clarksville. Softball program looking forward to big things this summer and beyond. We'll continue our chat with head coach Katie Wedeking after these messages.
This is Mike Edwards with Mort's Water Company. Connecticut is celebrating 50 years in business, and what better way to celebrate than the best water treatment system on the market? When you purchase a new Connecticut whole house water system, which includes a K5 drinking water system and a Connecticut softener, we will change your filters for the first year free of charge. That's right, free. Connecticut whole house water systems are the most reliable and efficient water treatment systems on the market today. Give us a call at 1-800-HEY-MORT or schedule an appointment online at mortsonline.com. For over 40 years, Mort's Water Company, your independent, local, authorized Connecticut dealer.
We're back on this morning's edition of the Sports Beat, chatting with Coach Katie Wedeking of the Clarksville girls softball team. And Coach, you have a very unique position in that you coach your sister during this time. What kind of unique perspective does that provide you with as opposed to a typical coaching situation? Does it kind of change the lens that you kind of see the game through a little bit?
Yeah, I'd say a little bit. I mean, I've played softball with her since she was so young. And I think it kind of helps. I just know how she is at home and how she is on the field, so I think that helps a lot. But I call the pitches, and then she just shakes them off or goes along with it. I think she kind of knows what to pitch better than I do, so I think that kind of works out. And this year, our other sister is coming back, and she's going to kind of be a volunteer assistant again.
So a very big family affair there in Clarksville, and I don't usually like to do this with family members, but I know competitive groups and athletes in the family. is there a kind of pecking order in terms of the way you guys evaluate yourselves? Who might be the most athletic, or who's the best softball player strictly, or basketball player?
I think Corey is the top in all the sports. She's better than us at softball and basketball, but Kimberly was second.
Yeah.
I think I come in last.
And a very bright future ahead for Corey as well, going to play athletics at the collegiate level next year. So a lot of good ahead for her. What was her reaction like to the news?
I think she was really excited. She was a good runner in track, so she kind of missed out on that last season with that. So I think she's excited to get one more chance and possibly try and go to state in one more sport.
And you mentioned a very strong senior class, a lot of stud athletes for this team. Who are some of the names that area schools might kind of start to hear more come out of Clarksville, some of the younger players this year that might step up for the Indians?
Yeah, well, Cheyenne Behrens is a junior. She's not super young, but she's kind of our leader on the infield. She plays shortstop. And then we have Sierra Vance, who is a sophomore, and she's kind of our next pitcher behind Corey, so you'll hear a lot about her in the next couple years. And then we have three freshmen, Kaylin Hardy, who played third for us last year, and then Jenna Myers and Rachel Borchert that I think are going to start making a name for themselves this year.
Very familiar names from basketball teams, other athletics in Clarksville. As you said, very well-rounded group of students. They play all the sports they can and get a bunch of experience and very athletic group. So a lot to look forward to for Clarksville this coming year. Who are the key seniors on this team this season?
Well, Corey is our pitcher, and Ainsley Leverin is the catcher. So we have senior pitcher-catcher duo. And then we have Janet Borchert. She's our center fielder, and she bats cleanup. She's always had one of the strongest bats on the team. And then our first and second basemen, Emma Poppy and Chloe Ross, are kind of leaders on the infield, too, for us.
A lot of leaders and a great program there for Clarksville. What are some of the early goals for this team? I know it's a shorter season, unique situation, and I know the goals are probably very high, but what are some of the goals as far as growth for the program this year?
I think we all decided that we know a goal is to get to state and possibly to the last game, but we're going to keep that goal kind of in our heads and just talk about the day, even whether it's practice or a game, and just try and dominate the day and just be grateful that we get to play.
And it's a great time for that, obviously, with the sports recently back up and Adam, if you will, for the state, and looking forward to softball, baseball season across Iowa. And then before we know it, it's already fall sports time, football and other sports this fall. Last question for you today, Coach, and I appreciate the time as always. What message do you have for the support group and the fans there in Clarksville at this time?
probably just thankful that they're kind of stuck with us for the last couple of years and that they're so excited for this season as well. And hopefully we see them at a few games or at least follow along with our season.
Absolutely. A lot to look forward to for the Indians. That's Coach Katie Wedeking. Coach, thanks so much for the time. Looking forward to following you and the Indians this year and much, much more. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Coach Katie Wedeking of the Clarksville girls softball team will continue with our sports beat after these messages.
Not all water is created equally, and that's why Moore's Water Company sells the most efficient water system on the market, Connecticut Whole House Water Systems. This is Mike Goodwin with Moore's Water Company. Connecticut has celebrated 50 years of clean, great-tasting water with dishes that shine and clothes that will last longer. Each system comes with a 10-year warranty and a service no one can beat. You can have this system in your home with one quick call to 1-800-HEY-MORE or visit us online at mortsonline.com. Moore's Water Company, your local, independent, authorized Connecticut dealer in North Iowa for over 40 years.
We're back on this morning's edition of the Sports Beat programs, and it's time now to check in with another area track and field head coach, and it's David Harms of the Iowa Falls Alden High School Boys Track Program. And Coach, first and foremost, thanks for being with us, and also, how are you doing?
Doing all right.
All right. Well, we're happy to have you here on the show, and let us know first and foremost for those folks out there that might not know you personally or know your history, how long have you been the track coach there at IFA, and how long have you been involved at the high school?
I was a track coach at Alden for quite a while, and then I came over to Iowa Falls, and I got a job as the throws coach, and I can't remember if it's 3 or 4 years after that, I became the head track and field coach and have been there ever since. I think probably, 2008, probably 12 years now.
So 12 years there, and have you been boys exclusively, or have you ever ventured over coaching girls as well?
Well, when I was the throws coach before I became the head coach, I was boys and girls throws coach. So I had everybody, the three shot and disc, but just high school boys right now. I do some stuff with the girls once in a while, just helping out with speed and agility and stuff.
Absolutely, and a good program there at IFA. And big news very recently for the state's begun to semi-reopen, and the summer sports seasons can happen. Obviously, a bit of a delayed start. You have firsthand experience with the kind of decisions from the state as well as the governing bodies of athletics. What does it mean to get the students back out on the court and as well as out playing their respective sports?
Well, first of all, I hope they're right. It's probably a lot safer in the summertime, being out in the open and everything, but I'm just hoping everybody stays safe, because that's the most important thing. Spring, as much as I hated losing the track season, it was the right thing to do. I'm not going to put kids' lives on the line for just playing a sport. There's a lot of people out in our communities that have sacrificed a lot more for us to be a free country, but that doesn't mean we put everybody at risk. So I hated missing the season, but I absolutely believe the governor did the right thing in getting us out of school, because school's like a germ factory, so good call.
Absolutely. A tough decision regardless. And in terms of how it affected you personally, you mentioned it's very disappointing, but feels like the right decision for spring. What has your communication been with your athletes, as well as how have they handled the shutdown of spring sports?
Well, I haven't had a whole lot of communication with them other than email, obviously. Everybody's been, well, as far as I know anyway, we've been trying to shelter in place as much as possible. See kids at the grocery store working, things like that. But other than that, have emailed a few of them, but really haven't had a whole lot of contact with them. It really was, like I said, I agreed with the call, but it really was a depressing situation. And for myself, I just tried to keep myself busy out here at the farm and tried not to think about it very much, because if you dwell on stuff like that, it really doesn't do any good for you. And that's kind of how I kept my sanity.
And it's been a tough time, and everybody coming up with unique and fun kind of activities or ways to stay busy at this time and also do it in a safe way. Socially distancing is a big new term for everyone, and people finding new ways to do that and implement that in their daily lives. We're talking with David Harms, the boys track coach, as well as a world history teacher up at Iowa Falls Alden High School. We're back in just a moment to continue our conversation with David Harms after these messages.
At Moritz Water Company, we take customer safety and our employee safety very seriously. This is Mike Goodwin at Moritz Water Company. We are still open for business and we are still making house calls, but using every safety precaution necessary. If you need a service call for filter changes, water treatment equipment, sewer backing up, or pump a well issues, we will be there 24/7. Just call 1-800-HEY-MORT. We're in uncharted territory for all of us, and safety is on all our minds. Thank you from Moritz Water Company.
Back on the Sports Beat programs this morning, chatting with David Harms, Iowa Falls Alden High School boys track coach. And coach, who are some of the big names that you were really looking forward to coaching this year on the track team?
Probably one of our top guys coming back as far as seniors go is Zach Huffman. He looked really good in the one meet that we had. We had about 4 weeks of the season, and we ran at UNI. He kind of got hit and stumbled a little bit, but had a really good time. Didn't quite beat his school record in the 60 high hurdles, but he was close. He's been looking great. Probably worked harder than anybody we've ever had in the hurdles, besides Jacob Colson and Keaton Rickles. So we're really looking forward to him. Just a great kid, and it's really sad that he didn't get his senior season that way. We had a new guy out this year, McCade Eisentrigger, in the throws. He also got a throw one time at UNI. Was really excited about his potential. Thought he would do a great job for us. Another new kid, Andrew McMiniman, first time out, kind of raw. Thought we'd gain a lot just because of his good work ethic, and he was a really great kid to work with. And saw that being as a really great potential by the end of the season. You know, we kind of like to develop our sprinters. Kyle Meyer, a guy who put in a lot of work over the winter, was really working on leaning down and really worked on his technique, and was super excited for him to have a great senior season. Again, he only got to run once. Matteo Morelli was going to be my high jumper. And he was a foreign exchange student from Italy, and I got to work with him. We put in a lot of extra time getting ready for the first meet and after that. And then, of course, we had the shutdown, and he had to go back to Italy right away. And just for the short time that I knew that kid, he was kind of close with him, and really wish he could have had him for a few more years. Just great to work with. Andrew Nicholson was our top returning distance guy. He was really working out hard coming into the fold, and always a great leader, headed to the Army at some point, and just loved having him on the team and know he was going to do great things this year. And that was all the seniors that we had out for this year.
And we were going to ask some seniors, obviously very important pieces to any program. Seems like a great group of there with you at IFA for the boys track team. Are there any other non-seniors that really had caught your eye in kind of advance and in preparation for this season?
Rafe Bestman's a junior. He was looking really good in the long jump last year. Was super excited about him. Caden Eugenio, one of our top sprinters, had a fantastic 40-yard dash time this year, and we're really looking to elevate him to state caliber. Foley McAllister is another one who just seems to improve day after day. Dalton Ferns, great hurdler, great runner, another sophomore that I really thought was going to shine this year. Blake Jansen, one of our leaders on the team, former quarterback for me in junior high, just love that kid. Just a great leader, and boy, does he have potential. Again, I'm very excited about him next year. Dylan Madden, one of our top discus throwers, just barely missed state the year before. I was looking for great things from him, hoping he's all healed up and ready to go his senior year and have a great year. Jacob Michelson, distance runner for us, I was looking for good things from him. Riley Rankin was the first year out, was kind of excited to see what he can do, really strong kid. Garrett Reno, another kid that just, you know, has had some injuries, and I really think, and I told him this, that this off season or this off time that we've had is really going to allow him to heal up, and I think you're going to see something spectacular out of this kid. He's a hard worker, loyal, do anything for that guy. So I'm super excited to get him, punch his ticket, and place at state in a lot of things. Gavin Stalzer and Gunnar Stalzer, those two guys. Gavin, second-year guy, works really hard. Gunnar, first-year out, works super hard. Saw a lot of potential in both of the Stalzer boys. Caden Steffen was kind of injured early in the season, but I think he's got a tremendous amount of potential going forward. Really liked working with him. Mason Warshko, second-year thrower. Saw so much improvement over the summer. And finally, we got Zeke Ziesman, who's a distance guy for us. Looking forward to see what he can do. Great kid to work with. Can't wait to see what he can do as a sophomore. And I hope we can get all these guys back out. I think a team really, just going through that mentally right now, I just felt really excited about those guys. And if we can bring a few younger guys in, we got a freshman class that's coming in this next fall that is absolutely loaded. And if they can stick it out with us, and a lot of those guys are track guys, and we're going to be track guys, I think in about 2 years, we could be shaking the foundations again and put ourselves right back in there in the hunt in 3A and maybe even win a title.
Very exciting times at IFA, chatting with boys track coach David Harms. And coach, you know, unfortunately, it is the off season now and an extra long one at that this year. What are some of your goals for the off season and into next season for your group?
Well, I hope they know what to do. You know, I don't have to give them a workout. We can't have any contact with them, I think, until July 1st. Anyway, the no contact rule, I think, was extended that far. So there isn't really a whole lot I can do, but they know the things that we work on, and hopefully they're working on those things. It wouldn't take much for them to put together their own workouts from what they know we do in practice and the things that we think are important. So it's going to be up to them until we actually can have some little contact time with them to work on those things. It takes a long time to develop speed. It's not something you do in a couple weeks. You have to form those habits, and sometimes you got to break a lot of bad habits, and that takes a lot of repetition. So I feel really good about next year, probably a lot better after sitting here going through all these names than I did not thinking about it. So now I'm pretty pumped about next year.
Exciting stuff ahead for IFA, and excited to get all of our students back out on track and field, as well as all of our other sports arenas and venues here soon and safely as possible. Chatting with Coach David Harms of the IFA High School Boys Track Team. Last question here for you, Coach. It's an important one. Do you have a favorite track and field event to coach?
The 4x1 is my favorite thing.
4x1, very exciting event, and definitely one of those action-packed events you look forward to, I bet.
Yeah, it's the 10-year anniversary. They just did a special on it for our state. We won the Class 3A state championship in 2010. So it's been 10, can't believe it's been 10 years. But that was my very first state title as a coach, and that was Devin Lemke, Tyler Whitey, Mitch Wagner, and Scott Hardema. And a very special group of guys, and that was quite a moment, I'll tell you that. By 1/100th of a second.
As close as it comes, I bet. And that's a very exciting event to coach, very exciting event to watch, and it's fun to kind of revisit on those memories and look to the future with you, Coach. We appreciate the time, and thanks for being part of the show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That's head coach David Harms, Iowa Falls Alden High School educator, teaches world history, but also the boys track coach. So on to the off season now for IFA track and field. Look forward to much, much better things ahead there as we continue to roll along on our sports beat after these messages.
When it comes to selling an acreage or farmstead, it's more than listing it on the market. This is Mike Goodwin with Mort's Water Company. You need time of transfer inspection of your septic system. Time of transfer is required by the Iowa DNR for every home served with a septic system to be inspected before sold or deed transferred. These inspections ensure that the septic system is working properly and up to code. To schedule a time of transfer, give us a call at 1-800-HEY-MORT or schedule an appointment online at mortsonline.com.
That'll put a wrap on this morning's edition of the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat right here on 104.9 KLMJ and streaming at radioonthego.com. I'm your host, Jeff Vermeen, saying thanks for being with us this morning. You can catch us next week at the same time and the same place from 8:30 until 9 a.m. right here on 104.9 KLMJ. It was a pleasure to talk with a couple great guests today on the show. Wanted to extend our thank yous out to Katie Wedeking and David Harms. Wedeking is the coach of the Clarksville Indians softball team, and wishing her and her team all the best this season. A lot of high goals in store for the Clarksville Indians as they dropped just two games last season. Outstanding pitcher on the mound by the name of Corey Wedeking, the sister of the head coach, and a lot to look forward to there for that group as they look to build upon a fantastic season. Two state runner-up finishes in the last 3 years for that program with their eyes on a higher prize this year in a shortened 2020 summer sports season. Also wanted to extend a thank you out to David Harms from the Iowa Falls Alden Boys Track Program. Head coach David Harms joined us today and chatted about the cadets and what's ahead for the program, as well as a spectacular group of seniors that'll depart the program this offseason. Thinking about all the seniors right now at this time and wishing them all the best of luck in future endeavors, and congratulations on recent and future soon-to-be graduations in our area. You can join us next week, same time, same place, 8:30 to 9, right here on 104.9 KLMJ. This has been the Mort's Water Company Sports Beat program on 104.9 KLMJ and radioonthego.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, my name is Kami Helmke. I live in Dumont, Iowa, and I listen to KLMJ because I tour KLMJ, and my dad listens to KLMJ in the morning. And I like to win their prizes.
KLMJ, radio on the go.